You're starting this up.
You talk some college basketball?
No, we're not. There's too much NFL to talk about. Everybody, it's freezing cold in Chicago. We're down in the Sports Life Lab, and we are ready for a fantastic podcast. We did not talk since the wild card round. So, and you weren't here for the wild card round. We gave our predictions. I don't think I did too good. I mean, I think I kind of had a mixed bag with the picks there. But we got so much NFL to talk about. We're going to go through the Mahomes and the refs.
I'm just baffled at the fact that Baltimore goes and gets Derrick Henry and falls into the same rotten trap that they did the year before. John Harbaugh should lose his job for not using Derrick Henry in that football game.
This is what I'm talking about. We got Uncle Clint fired up about 16, the Lamar versus Josh carries, Allen battle.
16 carries, 86 yards, 5.5, almost 6 yards a carry. The one drive they do run the ball, they blow it down the field like a piece of cakewalk, and then let's not do that anymore. Let's just stop and let's hold off. And
well, Mark Andrews, I don't even
know. Hey, we'll get into it.
Andrews still should have caught the football.
We get to talk about Jaden Daniels.
And Lamar didn't. Right? So Lamar actually put his team in a position.
We get to talk about
tie the game.
Saquon Barkley. And we're also going to get to cover the Bears making a splash. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to cover, and Caden wants me to announce that the Chicago Sports Corner update is coming. He wants the Chicago Sports update tonight. I said too many other things going on.
I'm the biggest Chicago sports fan in this.
I agree.
In this town,
I agree. He's going to get his sports breakdown back after the Super Bowl. That's what we agreed on. We'll sprinkle it in. But
can I just talk some Bulls?
If you want a full dedicated segment,
I just want to talk some
Bulls. It's got to wait till after the Super Bowl.
I just want to talk some Bulls.
Nobody wants to hear about the Bulls right now. We're dead. So we're locked in NFL season.
I just want to say one thing. Montez Bouzalis is going to win the dunk contest.
That could be interesting. He could dunk. He's in the dunk contest. And he's going in. So the Bulls actually are going to have a guy in the dunk contest, which that'll be kind of cool. All right, let's get this thing rolling. It's the Sports Life. We're talking sports. Let's go.
And Zach LaVine is also training Bouzalis.
Okay, okay.
Isn't this the guy that none of you guys liked and just going out there and just tearing it up?
Wait a second. How long have we been doing this pod to know after I say let's go, we have to have a pause?
We didn't jump right in.
You didn't pause. You didn't even pause 2 seconds.
You gotta have
the pause in there for the transition. Now we're just gonna plow straight through it. All right, so you killed that right
you
out of the
game.
By the way, no, LaVine. This is who LaVine is. LaVine is a volume shooter. He's a scorer. But the team don't win, no matter what he's doing. If you took LaVine out of the lineup, the Bulls would have the same record. It's just, he's a good player. He's a scorer. But ultimately, he can't get a team over 500.
About the Bears hiring today, they asked, Canty and them were out in the morning. And Canty said, 34 wins in 4 years. Over or under. Where do you think he's going to be at? 34 wins.
In 4 years?
4 years.
I'd say over for sure.
See, they all
they
said,
might go to an 18 game season. They may go to an 18 game season.
They
that's
all
a 500
said,
record.
They all said under.
I don't
They all said
so,
under,
no
and they said 34 wins was Matt Nagy's record with the Bears in 4 years.
I don't see how you could have any buzz about this guy and think that they're not going to win 10 games a year. I mean, I think that.
They thought they were going to win 10 games this year.
Look. We did. And we gave way too much credit to the staff that was in place that just looked like they didn't belong to be in the NFL. And we gave them way too much credit. I don't know why, looking back at it, I'm sitting here going, even with the weapons that they had and Caleb Williams coming on and stuff, I don't know why I thought that team could win 9 or 10 games. I really don't. Because when you saw the coaching and the decision making and the clock management and just the absolute disaster that they put them through.
At the beginning of the year, I thought Daniels and Bo Nix, because of their college experience and the amount of years they played in college, were going to be the most pro-ready quarterbacks to play because these guys played 4 or 5 years in college. These guys had the pro-readiness to be out there. And Jaden Daniels has a chance to do something that's never been done in NFL history, make it to the Super Bowl as a rookie. It's never been done.
We got to keep things in order here, all right? We got to keep things in order. We start talking off about Zach LaVine, then Ben Johnson. Now you're jumping to Jaden Daniels. We got to figure out where we're starting here. And what are you going to say? Now you're coming. You're probably going to talk about something else.
I kind of forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, you forgot what you're going to say.
So I was going to say that I like this Ben Johnson guy.
Let's go ahead and start with the Johnson thing. Let's get it out of the way.
I would rather have Mike McCarthy.
Oh, God.
And because that, I mean, look at Matt Eberflus. Everyone thought Matt Eberflus was going to be a good head coach because of what he was as a defensive coordinator. Ben Johnson has proved nothing as a head coach, same as Eberflus has. And McCarthy has shown he can win games, and he has some veteran type. He would bring some veteran type to a Bears team that kind of needs that. Eberflus didn't really have that.
Ben Johnson's the kind of guy that likes to go with too many trick plays, like Jameson. Williams pass in the game there. That was a complete disaster.
Let me tell you something. First of all, offensive coordinators in football.
I don't care.
Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay, the guy in San Francisco, Kyle
Shanahan.
Yeah, these guys, this is what they were. They were coordinators. You got to give them a chance. He's a young OC. I think it's the right move. I think the Bears finally made a splash. Again, Vrabel was my first pick. I wouldn't have been disappointed in Pete Carroll. I like bringing Johnson here. I don't like the McCarthy thing at all.
I would rather have Carroll, actually.
Only reason I would take McCarthy is because McCarthy's a guy who's won a lot of games and got a lot of experience, as opposed to somebody who's coming in that's never, ever won one game in the NFL.
Dude, if you've ever watched the clock management and the decision-making made on the Dallas Cowboys – you would know why he does not. He's done. His years are behind him. His time from Green Bay, where he was successful, he's not going to be successful again in this league. I'm telling you right now.
The Detroit Lions coach ain't very good at clock management either.
The Detroit Lions, when you start talking about trick plays and things like that, okay, I heard the guys on Chicago radio killing Ben Johnson after that Detroit game. Oh, a trick play, it's not necessary. You got all these weapons. You got this. You got that. I'm going to come in on the contrary to this. When Jared Goff's your quarterback, you better have some trick plays, because Jared Goff did not have it in that game. He has an evil twin that comes out every 4 or 5 games, turns the ball over, doesn't have it. And when you have it, you got to try something different.
When the stuff works,
you look like a star. And two times in that game, people are forgetting, both the touchdowns they scored were on trick plays.
What do you think?
Not touchdowns.
What do you think about the kid Daniels?
Let me tell you this first. The double reverse, okay, they scored a touchdown on it to Jameson Williams. That was one of their scores. Another play that got them into the red zone was another trick play that they used, okay? So those things are working. Then the one time it doesn't work, I guarantee they didn't tell Jameson Williams, if it's not there, just throw it into triple coverage. He's either supposed to throw it away or try to run it up the field. But Jameson Williams, if you've ever heard the guy talk, tune in to the St. Brown Brothers podcast.
By the way, that's
the guy, I don't know that he knows how to spell his name, okay? Listen to the podcast. The guy's in there. You don't even know. He couldn't even hold an interview with these guys. And the St. Brown Brothers, they're pretty smart dudes.
Might have been faded.
And they're trying to ask him questions and stuff. And I'm sitting here going, that's what bothered me. I'm thinking, hey, if Johnson wants to run a trick play, run it to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who can speak 5 or 6 languages, knows how to spell his own name, not Jameson Williams. That dude's the guy that they just need to say, take the ball and just run.
That McAfee announcing the Notre Dame game was awesome.
I watched the whole Tennessee Ohio State game with Pat McAfee. He's hilarious. I tuned
into it for a second with him on.
He says the funniest stuff. Oh my god.
Okay, so here's the deal. I feel like, from my perspective, I want a brand of football that I'm going to enjoy watching. The Bears have never given me that. I think Ben Johnson, it's an exciting brand that he has offensively. He's going to hire some good defense. You were talking about Allen as the defensive coordinator. He's going to bring a good team in there. And, man, this team could be exciting. Detroit, nonetheless, they're out. They're gone. They had a lot of injuries, a lot of excuses potentially. But I'll tell you what, that team was exciting to watch. And if that's what I get next year, is a team that's just exciting to watch, I'll take it. Yes, Kaden.
Well, I got a couple things. First of all, I think I'm excited for the Bears because they have a lot of guys who can, like, run in the schemes of, like, trick plays. Like, I can see guys like Rome and DJ Moore, like those roles that Jameson Williams had where he's catching deep balls and running trick plays.
Moore would have thrown a better pass, that's for sure.
And also, I'm just a little concerned. I'm like, excuse me, let me speak.
Sorry.
I was just thinking. I'm a little concerned because Ben Johnson, as he's just been offensive coordinator, is he gonna continue just to be an offensive mind? Because also he has like so many other responsibilities now since he's a head coach. So since he has other responsibilities, is he gonna like still find ways to have that offensive success? Even though he has more responsibilities like clock management and close games.
That's going to be the test, right? But when you're a good head coach, and we're going to find out if he can be one, you're not worried about clock management because you have people. You have a staff. You have a professional organization that's helping you manage these decisions.
Would you consider Sean Payton a good head coach?
Yes.
Calls his own plays.
This guy, I'm saying he's going to call his own plays, but I'm saying things like clock management, sitting there like, no, you have someone that's basically tapping you on the shoulder.
Ryan Day.
Professional organization.
He's standing out there with a blank clipboard. He's got Chip Kelly calling all the plays.
By the way, did you see that?
It's different. Every coach is a little bit different. Some coaches are more defensive-minded. They call the defense, and then they have an offensive coordinator.
I like plenty of defensive-minded coaches myself. I'm not a huge offensive
coach. Yeah, but the league right now feels like offense. It feels like, look, he chose. Keep in mind, this guy was sought after. Brady wanted him in Vegas.
Yes, everybody wanted
him. Okay, people wanted him. He came to the Bears. The Bears wanted him. They paid him. They got him. It's usually not like that in Chicago. Usually these guys want to go somewhere else, and that's where they go.
The Bears are still a muggle-up organization.
By the way, did you see that lady?
Can this guy change that?
Did you see that lady crash a golf cart when Ryan Day was riding it? And like a couple of Ohio State players, the lady was riding a golf cart to their press conference. And Did you see she crashed the golf cart?
On the way to the press conference?
Yeah, this lady was driving.
So she had him on the cart.
Yes, it was Ryan Day, the quarterback, and like two other players on a golf cart. Turning and she like crashed the golf cart.
I got to start paying more attention to college. It's just not my thing. The games are just I honestly don't really enjoy watching the games that much.
I just like the crowds.
The Buffalo Baltimore game, I got it.
All right, we can talk about it. I'm kind of done with
that. I got to hand it to, Allen,
he's trying to get to this first.
He played a mistake-free game, and his defense got the job done and they ended up winning. But I think that in that particular game, Harbaugh, what are you doing? You blew it the year before because you couldn't run the football against Kansas City. You go get one of the most premier running backs in the NFL, and you got him on the sidelines.
I agree.
It just absolutely blows my mind that you could possibly have a guy like that standing on the sideline. Did you see what Derrick Henry said when they interviewed him?
I don't understand. When you're looking at that game and you know you're kind of pushing for the last drive, Caden, I'm getting a little tired of you waving your hand over there.
I can't find a way to talk.
Can jump in, but you're waving your hand half the show here. We got to be able to talk about this stuff. They had plenty of time for that drive at the end, right? I mean, there was – even when Andrews dropped the ball for the two-point, there was still a minute and a half left, which tells you you could have established the run on that drive, right? So right out of the gate, they had Hill in the backfield from the beginning of that drive.
The whole drive.
And then he stayed out there the whole drive, and you're watching that going, the previous drive, Lamar Jackson didn't have one pass, and they took it the whole field, all runs. The whole way they just rammed it right down the
field. Right down the field like nothing.
Yeah, and also so like
I don't understand that.
And like also like I said last year when we were talking about this, you know, against the Texans when the Ravens played, the running game was a big part. And then when you look at the first playoff game, the Ravens had a lot of success in the run. And now when you look at the Ravens facing the Chiefs, the Ravens had nobody. Like the running game was terrible.
They averaged 5.8 yards a carry. Well, why? What are you doing? I mean, it just blows my mind that Harbaugh would be that like nonsense. A copycat league, man. One team passes, the other team passes, and they forget about running the football.
We talked about it during our MVP debate that we were talking about Lamar and Josh and so forth. And one of the things I said was that when you see my opinion of Allen being the MVP this year, that game was the perfect example. The numbers, not very good. 120-some yards passing. No, but here, no, here's what I'm saying, though. If you watch that game, he pretty much did everything he needed to do to win.
He made one or two passes that could have possibly been picked.
The only thing that he didn't do that would have iced that thing was rush for his third touchdown of the game.
Right.
He is playing a very efficient brand of football this year. Even a game where it looks like, man, Allen didn't do that much. He still rushed for two touchdowns.
Year of Lamar Jackson's career, by far.
It was, but one of the things, again, I mentioned it last week. I said, people aren't talking about this. They're looking at 40 touchdowns, four interceptions. And he passed for 4,000 yards, all the rushing yards and so forth. No one mentioned it, but I did. I said he puts the ball on the grass too much. He's done it all season. Going into that game, he put the ball on the grass 8 times going in. No one mentioned it. They say, oh, 4 interceptions. No, he loses the ball all the time. He lost a big one in this game, and they scored a touchdown.
Did they have 2 turnovers?
They had 3. One was a fumble by Andrews in the 4th. Lamar threw a bad pick early in the game.
And Lamar fumbled. The pick at the beginning of the game was horrible.
They scored a touchdown on that, and they also scored a touchdown when Von Miller picked up a fumble.
That's the real reason why Buffalo won the game, the defense.
But this is what I'm saying, is that Buffalo's defense is not, throughout the season, is not the reason they're winning games.
You give Mahomes the kind of time to take in Lamar Jackson at the end of that football game, and my steak dinners are going to be safe for another week.
Well, let's look at this, right? Lamar's last drive, those throws, those guys were not guarded.
Those guys had, again,
Buffalo's defense better tighten the strings on that. But
not only were they wide open, he had like an eternity to throw the football.
Oh, on the touchdown pass to Likely, he was just back there. It probably took him 7-8 seconds to throw the football.
All day.
So Buffalo's small. They're good. Their defense is good, but they're small. And you mentioned defense. If we want to talk about the other game there, I got to tell you, I don't know what's going to happen with the Texans next year, but that defense is nasty. Those dudes hit. Early in that game, Casey was feeling that defense.
Houston was second most sacked quarterback in the NFL, C.J. Stroud. He don't have any trouble winning football games.
I'm telling you right now that they were coming. That Texans team was coming in.
Do you think
they were hitting
that
man.
The Washington Commanders have a chance to win?
No.
I don't hate Jaden Daniels.
You keep doubting him.
I don't doubt him. I don't think their team is that good. I really don't.
How do they just keep beating everybody?
The Tampa game, rewatch that one. Tampa had many opportunities to win that game. They probably should have won that game, and they didn't. That's the wild card round. Detroit, been riddled with injuries all year, okay? Jared Goff and company, 5 turnovers. You're not gonna win games that way. Now if you go up against Philadelphia.
They beat Philly once this year.
If you go up against Philly and Philly has 1 turnover and you beat them, that's different. But these teams they're playing, Detroit played an awful game. They deserve to lose. They were still in that game going into the fourth quarter. Despite all the mistakes the Lions made, they were in that game going into the fourth quarter.
The Rams are nowhere near as good of a team as Washington is, and they had a chance to beat Philadelphia.
I don't know,
nowhere
man.
Near.
The Rams are a team. I'll tell you right now, for my money, I think Puka Nacua is top 3 wide receiver in the league. Like he missed a ball in that game. It was cold and snowy, and he missed the ball, and I was like shocked that he dropped the pass. That dude is reliable. That dude is tough. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL. And Matt Stafford knows it, and he gets him the ball a lot. I really like him. But, again, they made their mistakes too. You know, Kyren
Williams, a big fumble.
Big fumble. They had mistakes. I heard Stafford was under the weather. When you're coaching, man, they got a good coach over there. And when you're coaching against that team, that dude
can get
it done.
They try to put McDermott at McVay's level. McDermott is not as good as McVay.
No, and that's one of the things that scares me about Philly is their coach is a little bit of a screwball. I mean, he does some dumb things.
I am 100% confident in saying that Washington wins that football game. No question about it. I'm 100% confident. I was 100% confident they were going to beat Detroit Sunday. That's why downtown Sean Brown owes me a $100 bill because I bet him straight up. I bet him 100 straight up that the Commanders would win, and they pulled it out.
I think that Jaden Daniels is having one of the best rookie years a quarterback has ever had. I'm gonna give him his due there. All I said was that I still want Caleb Williams. That's all I said. I don't think Jaden Daniels on this Chicago Bears team, firing the coach, firing the offensive coordinator, oh, yeah. all the turmoil, I don't think you see a much different result. I just don't. And I think that if you give me the pick, I think the career of these two guys, I still like Caleb's career better. I think he's going to be sturdier. I think he's going to get injured less. And I think if we can put him in the right spot with the right coaching.
Unless this offensive coordinator can teach him how to get rid of the ball quicker.
I think he can.
He's going to have problems. And Golic and them guys were saying, you can't typically teach a quarterback that's always held on to the ball too long to get rid of it because he's done it his whole entire career.
Well, we're going to find out.
You just give him a good offensive lineman. I mean, Pulse has to like know that. He can't just like...
Look, Caleb was very strong late in games this year. He had three or four potential game-winning drives that the Bears just couldn't finish, whether it was a coaching perspective, field goal kicking, whatever it was. He was strong late. He's a rookie. Not all rookies are in the situation Daniels is in where he just seems like he's dialed in. He's got the right coaching staff, right place, right time. Again, when Daniels got nicked up a little bit, he looked like a totally different player. I think that's going to affect his career.
What I like about Daniels is his confidence is off the charts. I mean,
I agree.
He believes that he's going to win every time he gets on the field. That's the kind of guy you want back there. And with Jalen Hurts, he's not looking too good after his concussion deal. I think Washington's got him on the ropes.
I think Washington's running into a real defense here, and I think they're going to get their clocks clean.
I think that they can, like, if they can stable, consistent running game, because we all know Philly can, and that's a big reason why they can win games without Hurts doing so good, because they have Barkley. But I'm not too sure about the Commanders' running game. I know they got Eckler and Robinson. But I'm just not sure if they can consistently, because I feel like I'm just a little shaky. I feel like they're going to force the reins too hard on Daniels, and I think maybe when he makes a couple mistakes, there'll be some hesitation.
There's something happening right now in the NFL, boys, that whether you see it or not, it's here, and that if you're a quarterback and you can't move, you're going to have a hard time being successful. And if you can't move, you better be Joe Burrow. And I'll tell you right now, Joe Burrow had one of the best seasons on record of a quarterback, right. And his team's not in the playoffs.
That's why Caleb Williams deciding that he wants to become a pocket passer is a terrible idea.
Well, you saw he made adjustments midseason.
Yeah, but you have to understand that you have to like the piece of Caleb that is thinking throw first. I like that. He's not just, oh, it's not there, tuck and run. I like the fact that he's not thinking throw first, but I do think he is going to have to get more comfortable saying, it ain't there. I'm going to take these 12 yards. I'm going to take these 7 yards. Yeah. I don't think he
Lamar
did that.
Jackson,
I don't think
he
did that.
He doesn't hesitate to get them 7 or 10 or 12 yards.
I also feel like Caleb. I also feel like Caleb becoming more of a pocket passer will tend to be less injury friendly. I kind of feel like you said, Daniels runs more. I also feel like he kind of makes some dumb mistakes running, like going out of bounds, kind of like slow jogging.
He's held up better than I mean, for a little guy. I agree. He's taking a pound and he keeps getting back up.
He's done it this year. He did have like a rib injury earlier this year and he was not himself for a period of like 4 or 5 games, something like that. When I see him on the field, it worries me a little bit. You know what I mean? He looks small. He looks skinny. And I just think long term, I don't know. There's not that many Lamar Jacksons out there that can hold up with that body.
What's that coach from Carolina, that Saravini or whatever, the guy that took over at the end of the year? What a job that guy did with Bryce Young. He totally transformed that guy from a quarterback that couldn't do anything to a guy that actually looks like he's a quarterback again. Kanellis.
I might have to put that on my apologies.
He won't be a starting quarterback.
I still think
he stunk.
Again, I want to see
stunk that Kanellis guy or whatever it was.
There's something about playing meaningful football. You know what I mean? And I still need to see that from Bryce Young. There was a lot of meaningless football.
He took the Falcons out of the playoffs.
He did look 100 times better. I gotta say it. I gotta say it. He did. I mean, the guy looked. But Bryce Young, at the first 3 games of the season and the last 3
like
games,
they said
different
this,
player.
Just like they said, this offensive coordinator for Buffalo. The reason Josh Allen ain't turning the ball over as much anymore is because they said this offensive coordinator that they got now fixed him. Told him to fix him from making all them dumb plays. Buffalo, I guess, got a new offensive coordinator. I don't know what the guy's name is, but you can keep Ty Munchin from Baltimore as far as I'm concerned, because if you're not running the football at the end of that game as an offensive coordinator, him and Harbaugh can pack their bags up in Baltimore.
Harbaugh's not getting fired.
No, he's not.
Harbaugh shouldn't have been allowed to get back on the airplane. He should have immediately been fired.
That wasn't his fault.
Before we make our picks.
How is it not his fault?
Before we make our picks.
Andrews dropped the ball.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even have to worry about Andrews dropping the ball if you had Derrick Henry running it the whole game, because the game would have been over.
Like, if we want to continue.
Maybe he was dealing with an injury or something.
We want to continue on this Buffalo-Baltimore thing. There's a lot of bad calls that are made by coaches. And in my opinion, Buffalo's one of them. You got a 3rd and 2. You got a 3rd down and goal at the 2-yard line. Two tush pushes with Josh Allen. Don't put him in the shotgun. Tony Romo said it. He goes, this is territory for – you just go 2 tush pushes with him. You're going to get it in. Instead, they bring him out of the shotgun, try a quarterback run. He loses a half a yard. And now you're at almost the 3-yard line on 4th down, and you got to kick a field goal. You got Josh Allen inside the 2, you barrel him forward 2 downs in a row, and that game's essentially over. So coaches do affect games, and I thought those were gutless calls right there. I thought that they should have just pounded down their throat. When Allen does that thing like Hurts does, he gets yards, and he's always positive, even if he didn't get the goal line. Romo said it, do it twice, finish this game off, and be done with it. So there was a lot of stuff there in that game that I thought, you know what I mean, like with the coaching and whatnot. And then Baltimore, everybody said the game was, if Andrews would have caught that pass. Sorry, dude. MVP or potential MVP runner-up, whatever you want to call him. Josh Allen on the other side. 2 timeouts and 1.5 minutes left, and Bass had already kicked a 50-plus yard.
6 points in the second half of that game.
Bass already kicked a long field goal in that game. And, yeah, 6 points when they were going up 8, so they protected the lead there. They should have pounded a touchdown in right there. They could have easily gotten field goal range. Let's put it that way. I'm not saying they would have, but I'm saying people are acting like, oh, tie game, that's going to overtime.
Well, they weren't playing much against Baltimore's defense in the second half.
Until that last drive. They 8 clock, and they took it all the way down on them, and they just didn't finish it.
Right.
And they should have finished it. Matter of fact, Allen kind of slipped on that 2nd down play.
He did.
If he didn't slip, I think he's pushing that one for his 3rd rushing touchdown of the game. So, you know, needless to say, you can question a lot of things here and there, but Buffalo still had time to close that one out. And in overtime, I mean, anything can happen, obviously.
Right.
Now, the other game I want to touch on, that I only mentioned the Texans' defense, but the calls, again, I mean, the NFL's seeing it. Aikman was calling it out on the broadcast. I'm on record as saying I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen, and I truly feel that way. But the calls he's getting,
yeah, that's horrible.
It's ridiculous.
Lamar got hit in that Buffalo game completely in the white, totally out of bounds in the Buffalo game.
Every quarterback got hit. Every quarterback. Allen, Lamar, Goff, who threw an interception and a guy almost decapitated him and didn't get a call on him. And they said that was not clean. That guy should have got flagged on that. The league needs to do something. Number one, they need to be reviewing these personal fouls. These personal fouls are changing games. A lot of times they're getting the wrong guy, the roughing the passers. They need to be able to take a look at
them. A lot of times you'll see a defensive guy running, hands up in the air. He's trying to stop.
Bad field conditions.
Bangs into a guy, roughing the passer. His hands were up in the air. How could they possibly be roughing?
Patrick Mahomes the other day, he's dancing around on the sideline. He dances. Then he tries to come back inbounds, tries some kind of haphazard slide, and the guys basically touch him down, and they get roughing.
Yeah.
The first roughing on Anderson, who that guy's a stud, by the way, for Houston's end. Oh, my God. So they call roughing on him. They review it, and Aikman goes, the league's got to do something about this. He goes, you can't. That extended the drive. It was a 3rd down and 8. The drive turns into a touchdown for Kansas City. They were punting.
All three of those referees are under investigation by the NFL.
I'm telling you right now, these plays were drive extenders. So for me, the league's got to stop this stuff with Mahomes. Mahomes even did a flop play. Did you see the flop where he slowed down at the sideline? Like he was running out of bounds.
Yeah.
Then he slowed down, waited for the guy to push him, and then threw his hands in the air and acted like he really got
it.
He didn't get that one. Correct. But Mahomes,
to be honest,
Mahomes is cognizant. He's very smart.
He knows he's getting these calls, and he's using it to his advantage. Hey, kudos to Mahomes. If he couldn't do anything, if the guy doesn't have everything figured out, now he's got the officials figured out too.
Yeah, and
the guy's unreal.
I think it's good that we're, like, all the people are finally seeing it. Like you said, like guys like Aikman and actually people out of the NFL, and you saw. I mean, there was actually Texans players. Joe Mixon said it. It's hard enough playing the Chiefs overall, but it's extremely hard to face the Chiefs, the refs, and the fans all at once.
Can't beat them. It's probably why Buffalo's not going to win.
Yeah, that's why Buffalo's not going to win.
I'm calling for reviews on personal fouls, roughing the passer, any personal foul that's called. These are 15-yard penalties. They're total game changers. The league needs to start going to the booth and reviewing them.
The biggest thing, pass interference rules got to be changed. It's got to go back to just a straight 15-yard penalty like it used to be. You can't have these guys just heaving the ball down the field.
Especially on third and 20.
And getting pass interference calls. Pass interference is totally, completely brutal. It's almost as bad as the roughing the passer stuff.
The roughing the passer stuff is like, oh my God.
Dick Butkus be kicked out of football being played today.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. You got 300-pound defensive linemen trying to slow their body down.
You know what Jake Youngblood said? These guys that play today are a bunch of sissies. He says, they're a bunch of sissies. He says, they're not allowed to do nothing.
I'm telling you, man, the roughing stuff. My issue with the roughing the passer, particularly that call, is that it's not given equally. It's not equal. Mahomes gets these little touch things. Lamar gets rocked. Allen's 250 pounds, so because he's big, he can get the shot.
You know who never gets a call at him is Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford probably got more roughing the passer penalties against him that weren't called because he's a big guy than any quarterback in the league.
Here's a guy I don't like, and I think he's got the worst wardrobe in NFL history. Cam Newton.
Did you see that?
His hair sticking out the top of Cowboy
hats.
He also
never got any roughing the passer calls.
That dude never got roughing the passer.
Never.
That dude used to get absolutely
killed. That's probably the reason why he has the Antonio Brown CTE.
I think that it has affected him mentally in terms of how he chooses his clothing, for sure. Because, like, I don't think he knows how to dress.
Messed up with the Colts, Cam.
Dude, he got a few wires knocked loose, Cam Newton. Speaking of Kirk Cousins, that goes back to what I was saying about the mobility guys, right? Like, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes does it when he needs to do it, Lamar Jackson. These are the guys that were left, man.
Even if you look at Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah.
Bo Nix can run. The pocket. Drake May. The only guy out of that draft class that doesn't move out of the pocket and stands and holds on to the ball too long is Caleb Williams.
No, he can't move it around.
How many yards do you think he rushed for? You should look
thousand?
It up. No, not a thousand.
No way.
But I bet you he still rushed for over 400 yards.
I'd say maybe 300.
My point being is he still is technically a guy that can – he's got mobility and he can run.
He's not
Stafford or Burrow, like, you know, or obviously Cousins and guys like that. No, he moves. He can run with the ball. He keeps plays alive. He had some big runs this year. He's got the capability to do it. But if your quarterback can't move, and, you know, when you look at this quarterback class, this may be one of the best quarterback classes ever. This one with Daniels, May,
I was
Caleb,
just
good
that Nick panned out for me.
Bo Nix.
I was worried about
Bo Nix late in the season. Looked
Nick
really,
panned out. He came out.
He looked really good.
Penix
looked good at the end of the year for only playing a couple games. Yeah. And the guy we don't know about who may end up being the worst of them all is McCarthy. He may end up being the worst.
I think that coach might be the worst of them all.
I mean, I'm just watching the games, man. I'm not trying to put him down, but he was a guy coming in that probably was the least pure passer of that whole group when you think about it in terms of arm strength, accuracy, stuff like that. So we don't know. Athleticism, he does have some of that. So he could be a guy that moves quite a bit. But the question's going to be, and here I come again with Daniel Jones. He's got to compete. He might have to compete with Daniel Jones next year for the starting job.
Well, that's Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, I think Sam Darnold's going to move.
He's thinking too much.
I was thinking they'd franchise tag him, but I think he's going to get picked up.
I'm calling. I know where
he's million is a big number.
I think he's – what do you think? I think he's going to get picked up somewhere.
He's going to go either to the Raiders.
Guy had a full season.
He's going to go either to the Raiders. The Jets.
He ain't going back to the Jets. He's already played.
Oh, yeah,
Jets.
Yeah. But the Dolphins. Wait, no, not the Dolphins.
Who gets the start? Okay, if
the Raiders.
If Darnold's gone and he's at the Raiders, who gets the starting job? McCarthy or Daniel Jones?
They're gonna pick Daniel Jones.
They're gonna, no.
I have no faith in McCarthy.
No, they're going to start with McCarthy because they waste a early first-round draft pick. They're not just going to waste a first-round draft pick.
I agree with Kate in there.
They're going to at least have to start.
You have to see what you got.
The reason I don't agree with that is because a guy like Jordan Love was drafted in the first round, and he sat on a pine for 3 or 4 years and actually learned how to become a quarterback.
Well, he was sitting behind Aaron Rodgers. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's
with him. J.J. McCarthy's sitting behind a guy that beat him out for the job. If the guy beats him out for the job.
Yeah, but we're talking about Jones. I don't know. If it's Jones. Darnold, it might be Darnold. But I don't know that it's going to be Jones.
Daniel Jones might beat him out.
If it's Jones.
McCarthy is not that good.
We're going to find out. But Minnesota has to give it a chance.
Well, also, I mean, when you look at Michigan, Michigan had a consistent running game. Minnesota doesn't really have that consistent.
That's true.
Jones is kind of up and down, but if they can get a good, solid running back like a Henry,
that's another reason why a team like Buffalo this year is better too, because James Cook can actually run the football.
And they have a good James Cook's got some of the fastest field speed I've ever seen.
And they got three strong.
And they use everybody. Ty Johnson out of the backfield.
Ray Davis.
Except for Kincaid.
Yeah.
And Kincaid and Knox get about the same usage. 3 or 4 targets a game. It's unreal. I mean, I'm still shocked that Kincaid doesn't get more action, but no one on the team does. No one. They don't. Well, they just don't play that.
You're talking about it. Where's Amari Cooper at? Did he even catch a pass in that game?
Dude, they just – it's like everybody gets 2 or 3 touches if you look up and down the
court. I'm thinking to myself, how does Buffalo win?
I know.
The quarterback does absolutely nothing for like 3 or 4 games in a row, and they win.
I wouldn't waste doing absolutely nothing. The guy's running for 2-3 touchdowns a game.
I don't think he's had over 200 yards like in the last 3 games.
He's had games where he doesn't throw for over 200 yards, but he typically mixes in, 40 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns in there because he's effective. He's doing what it takes to get that team over the top. Week in and week out, man. I don't think anybody means more to their team than Josh Allen. I really don't. I'm telling you, man. That guy is a beast.
It makes me sick that I have to cheer for him this week because I don't want Mahomes to go to lose.
Let's get into our
you
picks.
Want the steak dinner?
We'll start. I'm going to start with that game. AFC Championship. I like the Bills. I know you got the Chiefs at home with the refs.
No,
I don't care. They beat them earlier this year. We're finally going to get past Mahomes. Now, I got a silver lining here because, I mean, I can win on both sides of this thing. I want Allen. But if, in some way, KC does it again, Mahomes makes the Super Bowl, Mahomes can do something that golden child Tom Brady never did and win 3 in a row. And I don't want to hear all this nonsense about Tom Brady being the greatest of all time. I get this shoved down my throat all the time. That's a bunch of nonsense.
And I'm going to make an even bolder prediction here because I'm going to say that the Chiefs win on Sunday only because of the referees.
Yeah, it's good. Okay?
Only because of the refs. And I'm going to say that Washington Commanders beat Philadelphia and go on to beat the Kansas City Chiefs and win the Super Bowl. The kid has ice water in his veins. The kid's not afraid of anything. And I just think that they can score with Kansas City. And I just think that the Washington Commanders are going to win the whole show.
I think the Eagles are going to be too much. I think if the Eagles are...
Who have gotten the Bills-Ravens? I mean, the Bills-Chiefs first.
Chiefs. Actually, no, the refs. But
I think the Chiefs refs, and the refs are...
I also feel like... I feel like the fans kind of like... I'm going to say torture the refs. But they kind of like... persuade the refs a little bit, like when they review, and then you see a lot of like the fans like cheer, and then the refs think like something. I don't know, but it's or like I don't know, but yeah, it's gonna.
I'd love to be buying steaks and have Buffalo win, as opposed to seeing Mahomes go to 3rd Super Bowl again. But I just know how the referees are, and they're gonna let him get through.
I'm tucking in my napkin right here. That's where it's going. But I'm getting my steak knife out, and I'm ready to cut it because this is Josh Allen's year, man. I think he's winning his first Super Bowl. I think he's going to get Super Bowl MVP. I think that the Bills, I think they got a full spot. I think they're going
to
get it done.
I'm taking the Commanders because all year long they've been saying they're not good enough, and they just keep winning.
They do. They've had a little bit of a sprinkles of luck mixed in there for sure on about 4 or 5 games where they've had sprinkles of luck with Hail Marys and all kinds of, field goal kicks going in off both uprights and all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah. But, hey, who are you doing? You're taking your – you got Eagles Commanders. Who you got?
I got Eagles.
Better to be lucky than good.
Sometimes.
Eagles Chiefs.
Eagles Commanders. I'm with Caden here. I'm going to get – I think that the Commanders' lucky string – is running out.
I'm
going to
make a bold prediction.
They've already beat Philadelphia once this year.
It's a divisional game.
They could stay with them. It ain't like they're getting blown.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think that someday in the next a week and a half after the Chiefs beat the Bills, if there's another really bad call, the NFL is going to make out a statement to the refs. And I think the Chiefs are going to lose to the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to win the whole thing.
Philadelphia has been kind of quietly...
That's exactly what I said to you.
Quietly one of the best teams in the league.
No one's talking about it.
People just aren't talking about them. They had a 2,000-yard rusher. Jalen Hurts had a pretty good year again. He was hurt for a little bit, but he had a pretty good year. They got two really good wide receivers. They got a pretty good tight end. They got the best running back in the league. Their defense is pretty darn good. And Philly's a full team. Philly's a well-rounded football team. And I think they're going to shake him up. I think they're finally going to get him off his first read. He does a lot of quick release stuff. We'll see.
Big CeCe was on there. CeCe says, look, they've been saying Daniels ain't going to get it done all year. They're saying he's going to lose in the first round. And they're saying he's going to lose in the second round. And the kid just finds the resolve and finds a way to continue to keep picking up W's. So until I see otherwise, I'm going to ride the hot train, and I'm going to take Jade to upset the Eagles again here and make it to the Super Bowl. And they've already beat them once. They split with them. I don't see any reason why they cannot go into Philadelphia and win that football.
They could. There's no team left here that's invincible. I mean, these are flawed football teams in some sense. You can look at every team and say, hey, these are, you know, like KC's not the offensive juggernaut they used to
like,
be.
To me, I think they probably got the worst defense left, Washington. But I think they got the best offense left in the playoffs. I think they can score more points than any team out there in the playoffs right now.
We're going to find out. That's what's so great about sports. That's why, you know, hey, they had to go to Detroit and win that game.
And they had to put up a 40 burger to do it because Detroit can score points.
Right.
I don't think Philadelphia can score as many points as Detroit can.
Detroit's defense was completely destroyed in that game. They have like 15. Well,
they had 18 guys on the
they've been, and they lost the guy in that game. I mean, the guys were dropping like flies. And again, that game, that was a game going into the fourth quarter. Detroit could not scrape their way back into it. The first half was unbelievable. I mean, there was points getting scored every 20 seconds, it seemed like. It was a fun game to watch. And Detroit, I think Detroit knew, like, hey, we don't want to get caught in a shootout here, but they did.
Washington got Kingsbury or Cliff Kingsbury, who the Bears probably should have looked into getting because he's great with quarterbacks.
As an OC, he's
great. He sets up his offense to the quarterback that he's got, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he works with the quarterback that he's got. He's a great offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that dude has done wonders for Daniels. Daniels seems to be in good spots all the time. Even when he runs, it doesn't seem like he's in bad positions, harmful positions to take big hits and things like that. They seem to have a pretty well-oiled machine.
He's pretty elusive on his feet,
but
too.
I got a thing though that I worry because you see sophomore slumps from guys all the time. You've seen a year of this kid. You got a lot of tape on him now. And we'll see if that same kind of success is going to transition.
No rookie ever going to the Super Bowl streak's got to be broken.
Has it been never gone?
Never,
I thought somebody
ever.
Went.
Nobody's
I thought
ever,
it was like
ever.
A scrub rookie, like
Nobody's
Sean King or
ever
something.
Went to the Super
Who's
Bowl?
Sean King?
What about, what was it Marino a rookie?
Second
was it his
second
year?
Second.
It was his second year.
I just looked it up the other day. No rookie quarterback has ever made it to the
Super Bowl. So Brady, that was Brady's second year behind Bledsoe, too, then, I would imagine. Right?
Second
or third year behind. So no rookie quarterback has ever made it. So he's got a chance to break that. I think the Sean King was a rookie for Tampa Bay. You remember that guy? They brought him in, I think he made it to the NFC Championship and they lost to the Rams or something. I remember him because I remember being like, "What? How could they even be close with Sean King? This guy's no good." But that was when they had that really good defense. So that guy stands out.
The Chiefs do have the Chiefs got a stellar defense.
Their defense is really good this year. And that's why I tell you, man, you don't know until you see it. When you got to bring a guy like Josh Allen down, it's a different animal. when that guy decides to tuck it and run it, linebackers are not licking their chops. They're thinking, uh-oh. I mean, he's a big, strong country boy, and he's coming. I mean, he's in that mode right now, and I just think that the Bills are going to get it done, and importantly, I want my steak.
We bought Joe Boo for the Kansas City Chiefs game this week. I got Joe Boo.
Who got Joe Boo?
I bought Joe Boo a bobblehead. I got it. And I got a shirt that says, "Hey, bartender, Joe Boo needs a refill." And it will be on Sunday for the Chiefs game and see if we can pull Buffalo through. But I don't think Joe Boo can beat the referees. He's going to be up on top of them where we're watching the game with a yellow flag in his hand. I'm going to tape a yellow flag because that's the only way that Kansas City's should be able to beat Buffalo.
Speaking of Joe Boo, man, R.I.P. Bob Uecker, one of the all-time greats, 50-plus years announcing for the Brewers, and one of the great figures in one of my all-time favorite movies, Major League.
I mean, my buddy Ron, we got the big white wigs. We're going to have the white wigs so we look like Joe Boo at the game. And we're going all out, man. I got the wild thing glasses from the Major League with the big lightning bolts.
Oh, you are going all out, man.
Wild thing.
Uecker, there's an article I read on him, and the guy had so many funny things. He said, "I hit a home run off." This was about his pro career. You know, he goes, "I hit a home run off Sandy Koufax." Had to apologize to him. I told him, "I'm sorry if this keeps you out of the Hall of Fame." You know, he said my career highlights were a pass ball against somebody. And then, like, he just had everything he said was like, he was always kind of putting himself down with this great and funny humility.
He stunk.
He told this funny story. Oh, as a pro player, but he was a pro baseball player. And he told this funny story in his Hall of Fame speech. You got to listen to it on YouTube, where he said his dad was an immigrant in this country. And, decided to take him to the store and buy him a football. And he said him and his dad were kicking this football around and, you know, having fun with it, but they just couldn't quite figure out what it was. It seemed like they couldn't really figure out how to kick it, how to throw it, nothing. Then they said a neighbor walked over from across the street and said, "Hey, you want me to fill this up for you guys?" This old man is an immigrant, bought a deflated football at the store, and him and his dad are out there throwing
it around. You should have given it to Tom Brady for Deflategate.
So Uecker's just got all these great moments, man, and he was still celebrating with the Brewers even as of this year.
Let's get it on record. Chiefs, Commanders with the W for me.
You're going Chiefs, Commanders W. Caden?
Eagles, Chiefs, and Eagles.
I am going Eagles, Bills, and I'm going Bills. So we got three. We got Commanders. We got
Eagles,
and we got Bills. Nobody, none of the three of us are taking the Chiefs.
I've been watching Daniels all year, and I just got a lot of confidence in the kid.
You want to know what I think? I think that he's in love with Jaden Daniels because the Bears drafted Caleb Williams. They didn't have a successful season, and you just want anything to go right for the other guy. That's what I think.
What Bears fans got to say next year after they now have Ben Johnson and the guy doesn't produce. What kind of excuses are they going to make up for him again next year?
Caleb's producing.
Chicago Bears fans are very, very good at making up excuses.
Caleb is going to produce. As a rookie this year, I'm not disappointed. I thought there were some things that he could have done better. But, man, I'm telling you, you don't see it yet.
Probably 35 of the 76 that he took were on him because he holds on to
35 sacks. I mean, if 35 of them weren't on him, that's still a lot of sacks. And the team the offensive line was rough. He wasn't one of those guys where you really didn't know where he was back there causing sacks. Sometimes he did just.
They got $70 million to spend on offensive line.
He had humility. He never sat back there. He never blamed his offensive line. You know, the kid's a grown up. If he could stop saying so much in his interviews. Okay?
Yeah.
That to me, if there's one thing I could change, it's not on the field. It's the amount of in the interview. If he could change that, I'd be happy because I think the football side of things. He's going to figure out. I think he's a hard worker. I think he's a good leader. And I think, one thing people forget, he hit the ground 70 times. He never got hurt. He was out there all season, And it was a team that it would have been easy to say, hey, I turned an ankle. Hey, my knee hurts. Sit out a game with a bunch of, you know, games that don't matter late in the season. Toughed it out. Finished it with a Packers win, which for a Bears team in a down year, a Packers win in Green Bay is our Super Bowl. They got it. Walk-off fashion. I'll take it.
Who you think the Bears are going to go with as offensive coordinator?
I heard they're going to go with the guy. I forgot his name, but I heard they're probably going to hire some guy.
They are going to hire some guy? That's good. I think that's a good decision.
Did the defensive coordinator for Detroit get hired yet?
He's going to get a head coaching job.
Yeah, but did he get hired yet?
He hasn't yet. No, Aaron
Glenn. He's probably going to go to like the Raiders.
That dude's going to be a head coach. I would bet my money on it. And the question's going to be, how do the Lions, with Campbell losing his top two coordinators, how's that going to look next year? He's going to have his work cut out for him. I still like Campbell. I think he's a good
Campbell's
coach.
Got stones.
Yeah, I still like
Campbell's
him.
Got a lot of stones. I think Campbell cost Detroit last year a chance to go to the Super Bowl by being too overly aggressive and not taking points. When you get down in the red zone in a playoff game, you got to put points on the board. You can't always go for it on fourth down. And I think ultimately last year it cost Detroit a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's easy to look back at that and say that they would have made it without some of those calls. It's also easy to look back at that and say the players in that game didn't make the plays they needed to make. Jared Goff dropped passes, big third downs where they didn't convert, and it was on the players.
Mark Andrews catches the ball, it might be a totally different game.
It could be a different game. And you can't – that's why I told you, you can't – it's not like Harbaugh like last year where if you only rush a guy six times, that's different.
But see, for me, 16 rushes in a playoff game is way too low of a number for Derrick Henry.
I agree.
That number needs to be between 25 and 30. This is what you brought the guy in here for.
Look,
out of the 16 carries, he got 86 yards. That's an average of 5.5 yards a carry.
They put the graphic up. He gets stronger as the game goes on. So to not use him late in the game just doesn't make sense.
See, if I own Baltimore, I don't care how good Harbaugh is. Immediate fire.
He's not calling the plays.
Don't even bother coming home fired.
I don't know. I don't know how his relationship with the offense, Harbaugh's.
Fire Munch and then Harbaugh, and they can go somewhere both at the same time.
All right, let's take a break from the podcast. All right, it's time to make some apologies. Caden hates this segment, so we might go away from it when the Chicago Sports Breakdown Corner or whatever comes back. But my apology to start off goes to the NFC North. Because the NFC North, everybody thought they were the big guns. Packers, gone. Vikings, gone. Lions, gone. This was their chance. Lions coaching staff, gone. Offensive coordinator gone. Defensive coordinator going to be gone, all right? Jared Goff with his evil twin showing up in the playoffs, okay? Not worried about them, okay? Green Bay, Jordan Love, not so good a year this year, honestly, all right? Green Bay did not look that great to finish out this season. Yeah, I know I screwed that up on you. That's my fault. That was a big mistake on my part. I thought Love was going to have a big year. Let's go over to Minnesota.
Hey,
we thought the Bears were going to have a hard time getting a head coach because of the division that they play in. Instead, they got the Lions offensive coordinator, took it from inside the division. Okay, the reason I'm apologizing to the North is because it's the Bears' time. The rest of the teams out in that NFC North, I apologize. Chicago Bears are coming. It's changing of the guard. 1 year next year is a warm-up year. No. I said the Bears in 3 years. Next year's a warm-up year. This year was a warm-up. Next year, they're going to get in position for maybe a wild card. And then the year after that, it's bear time, baby. Bear down.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Like Wesley Snipes said, a white man can't jump. You can bring Bernard King in here. We hit two and we out. The Bears are not going to do anything next year at all.
I agree. I don't think the Bears next year are going to do it. I know. I said I think maybe a wild card next year they can sneak in. I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs. No.
I'm going with five.
The
wins.
Bears are not going to have 5 wins next year.
I'm going with 5 wins.
Hey, we'll have a side wager off the record. There's no way. If you're giving me 5 wins as an over-under, oh, God, I'll take that all day. I'll take that all day. The Bears next year, again, the North that they faced this year, and they had a lot of losses in the North, that's not happening next year. The Bears are going to get more wins in the division. Minnesota, who's their quarterback? The Lions coaching staff Daniel flipped Jones. Upside down. Could be Daniel Jones. Could be Daniel Jones.
If I got to pick between Jones and McCarthy, I'm taking Daniel Jones any day of the week. I think McCarthy absolutely stinks.
All right, before you guys can come up with anything, I'm going to give this one, okay? You got to apologize to all of Major League Baseball at this point. You got to apologize to the whole league, because what's happening with the Los Angeles Dodgers right now is ridiculous. It's gotten completely out of hand. The Shohei thing I was able to handle with Mookie, Shohei, and Freeman. Now they pick up the best arm out of Japan. Their staff next year, again, they won the World Series without Shohei pitching, without Glasnow pitching.
That's why Dave Roberts' clipboard looks like Ryan Diggs does. It don't have anything written down on it. All you do is just track the team out and let them just win. You don't have to know any. I could manage the Los Angeles Dodgers and they would win the World Series with no question at all.
Is there any scenario in which the Dodgers don't win the World Series next year? Is there any amount of
Dave
injuries?
Roberts.
How is he still on Roberts? He out-coached Boone this year.
He
coached great through the whole postseason, and you're still killing the guy.
Got players.
He deserves an apology. Players. He deserves an apology.
I apologize.
This segment sucks.
You need to come up with something.
I got to apologize to Roberts, and I got to apologize to Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Josh Allen should win the MVP this year because I think – Lamar has superior numbers.
Trash.
I do say that Josh did not turn the ball over as much this year. And for that, I apologize to Josh Allen. And I also apologize to Derrick Henry for getting stuck on a team that doesn't use you in the correct
Come to the Bears.
And costing you.
Doesn't use him. He rushed for almost 2,000 yards. I did not use
him. But they need him. Biggest freaking game of the year. He's on the pine.
Now that's a good apology. Derrick Henry, he deserves one from the organization. Here's the thing. I don't care what you got to say about it. For him not to be on the field at the end of that game, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for him
and
not
that's
to come
why,
in and try.
That's why I think, in all honesty, John Harbaugh should be fired.
I know you think that. I know, but he's not getting fired. Harbaugh's like Tomlin.
Yeah, he don't win playoff games anymore, just like Tomlin.
You're right. They're in the same spot. Those guys and
Tomlin's going to be out.
Tomlin's out?
I don't think so.
He's got a no trade clause. The Bears called for a trade on him. Multiple teams called to see if they could trade for Tomlin. He's got a no trade clause. Pittsburgh don't want to let him go. Tomlin's staying.
He don't win playoff games. He needs to change his scenery.
Kate, you got anything? You're supposed to come up with something. You could make fun of the segment.
Well, this big hat seat
you could make fun of the segment, but you need to come up with some material for it. Uncle Pitch just came up with two apologies. Just out of the blue.
Matez Muzelis because he gets, no playing time, and he's, the future of the Bulls, and he gets no playing time, so I'm sorry.
He's the future of the Bulls?
Yeah.
I like him. I don't know if you've seen him. He's from Hinsdale, this kid, Muzelis. And his brother is playing at Central right now.
This is the kid Schumacher was talking about, right?
Yeah, he's talented, man. And he's long and lanky, and he can throw it down. He might.
Kaden thinks if a guy averages 4 points a game, he's a franchise changer.
Kaden's view on basketball is kind of interesting. You know what I mean? He thinks he has this thing like he thinks the Bulls are good.
They are good. They're
and he watches these games. They give up. The Bulls give up 120 points a game.
So that's the game.
Their defense.
Nowadays nobody plays defense.
Exactly.
Isn't like the Jordan era. If you scored 100 in the Jordan era, you were doing good. If you don't score 120, you stink.
No, but in this day and age, where all the defense is bad, the Bulls are especially bad. That's how bad their defense is. They're like worse than the other bad teams. The Bulls give up. I mean, you look at the points the other day, they give up 80-some points in the first half. They're awful.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
They did not give up 80
They gave up 80 points in the first half.
80 in the first half!
Look it up.
They beat the Clippers.
No, not well, not that game.
Caden, 80 in the first half?
I don't know.
What game was that?
The Bulls.
I don't know.
Hey, what's your next basketball game you're announcing? I gotta go see you.
I'm probably going to. I'm definitely going to try to see if I can do the Hinsdale game. And then, but that's a couple weeks away. And I'm probably going to try to do the York game, so.
Cool. We got to say this. Caden is on, he announces games for LT Varsity Basketball, WLTL 88.1, but he only does certain games. So we're going to try to announce the games on here with the time.
Announce the games.
We're gonna announce when you're
last
doing
time, games. Last time, what, he get boxed out or something?
Well, some of the games are recorded. So he needs to let us know which ones are going to be live on WLTL.
I don't think I'm going to do any more recorded ones unless... I'm bored, I guess.
I want Caden to do the girls' games.
I don't know.
Because the girls' basketball team's like a top team in the state.
Well, this
the boys'
is, like,
team,
the,
time scraping out 30 points.
For me, I think the hardest thing is just knowing, like, the rosters. Because the game against, I think the last game I broadcasted, it was, who was it? It was against DGN. I did not have the roster of the other team. So I'm like, how am I supposed to know? And then I try to go up Max Preps to find the rosters, and they're all messed up. They're like... mixed up varsity, freshman, and sophomore. So I'm like, I can't find their. So I actually do the numbers. So like, it's
if these guys don't have the rosters, you know, they don't get the names.
We didn't get
number
the
27.
Five passes to one, one back to five, five over to three in the corner, three up to five, five. I'm like, oh god.
Don't they have their names on their shirts?
No, no. They he knows the LT.
I memorized
it's
the LT.
It's the visiting team.
What number's Carol?
Carol's five. I think.
I actually knew Carol was five too. Yeah, the LT's team.
I think Dennis Carol was five.
If they get guys,
Dennis Carroll's
if the ball. Other team really has a good defense, like the LT just doesn't know what to do with.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, LT didn't score 1 point in the second quarter.
Yeah, they went a whole quarter without a single point. So that was
what? Kind
of interesting. But hey,
well, Carroll's not very
you guys,
good.
You guys got to hear Caden on the call. He's pretty good on there. I mean, he really.
Yes.
But because he's learning two different roles right now, he's learning color and play-by-play.
Play-by-play is much harder. I could do color. Like,
and he's also trying to figure out who he's working with and then how those two guys can work together. So it obviously doesn't sound, you know, the level of what you hear on, like, NBA or D1 college or something. But over time, this type of experience for him could really be valuable in terms of, you know, a career in broadcasting, radio, something like that. So that's what he's working towards with that. And we'll try to announce. Do you know when the Central game is? Or we're at the
Yeah, that's like February 4th.
February 4th. We're going to, if he's going to be on that February 4th.
Actually,
one,
I'm not sure.
Well,
I know
we'll announce it on the next pod because we're definitely going to be talking. We're going to have a pod after the championship games. And then we'll give our final Super Bowl predictions. Then we'll do a post. And that one will be the one before that game.
I know I'm
the Super Bowl, I think there's the 2 week break this year, I think. I think this is a year where they got the. You got
they
the,
always have 2 weeks.
You know, I think sometimes they only
go one. It's usually only a week in between.
No,
it varies
two.
Based on the year. It's not always two.
No, it's usually always one.
It varies. I'm telling you. It's like, no, it I don't know if. Yes, it does. Look it up.
They never have a 2 week break.
Yes, they do. It varies. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's always
guys.
Been 2 weeks.
It's never
two. You guys are saying the
they play. They're off for a week, and then they play the Super Bowl the following week.
All right, before we get off this, because we're an hour in here.
February 10th is the Super
right
Bowl,
now,
right?
Is the Super Bowl always 2 weeks
they have
after
the, Pro
the
Bowl.
Championship games?
They have the Pro Bowl.
Oh, man.
They have the Pro Bowl the next weekend, and then they have the Super Bowl.
The two-week gap between the conference championships... games allowed to build suspense. 1974, they've been grown to
serve. Yeah, they miss a week and then they play the next week. They
no,
don't
they
take two
weeks.
Full. No, they don't.
Because the weekend, the next weekend, they had the Pro Bowl and then they have
the 31st. What is?
Oh, here, listen to this.
Yeah, wait.
Has there always been 2 weeks before the Super Bowl? It shocks some that the NFL quietly gave up the rotation of sometimes having no week off between the conference championships and the Super Bowl. But it's only happened 7 times, and not since the Tampa Bay-Oakland Super Bowl at the end of the 2002 season. So I don't even know what that means, what I just read, but it means that they've had it both ways, ultimately. I can't tell which one that's telling. You know, is it telling us 2 weeks or not 2 weeks? But they've done it both ways. I know they have. This year is 2 weeks because, here.
They play the second Sunday.
When is the Super Bowl? Right.
So they're not off
There's
for
a week
two
off.
Full weeks. They
right.
got a week off.
There's a week off, right?
Yes.
But is there always a week off?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's not all. It hasn't always been a wake
up. Yes, it has.
When we were kids, it was not.
That's what I'm saying. They're
retired. But they didn't have 17, 18 week seasons either back then.
Right. Right. I'm going to look back. We're going to get back.
They didn't have as many teams even in the playoffs back then.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was totally different. Totally different. I'm going to look back and see when.
They play the second week, so they're not up for two full weeks.
I mean, do you really want to get into the semantics of this? It kind of is two full weeks. You play a Sunday.
Yeah.
You're off a full week.
The second week,
Sunday.
You prepare just like you would for any other football week.
Let me ask you this.
You're practicing, you're preparing.
I want to ask you the period of time. How long of a period of time is it between your last game and the Super Bowl?
2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks. That's what we're saying.
Right, but you're practicing and preparing. You only have 1 week off.
What?
During the second week, you're preparing like it's
right.
a normal football
all right.
game.
Well, all we're saying,
you're going to be ready.
All we're saying is that there's a two-week gap between the games. I'm
Correct.
Not talking about preparing right. and all that stuff.
But you only miss gap. 1 week of football.
What?
You know, 1 week.
Yeah, yeah.
1 week one of football week. Is all you miss.
Sure. Whatever. The point being is that there's the break. I'm going to look into when they changed the rules and when there was last time there was only 1 week and they played the next week. I know there were some, and it must have been when I was younger. I don't know.
Well, back when we were around.
I'm looking it up. Let's shut this thing down. All right. We will be back. This was a fun one because we had so much NFL stuff to talk. That I will tell you, that weekend in football – is the greatest weekend when you get the two championship games on Saturday.
Are they on the same day?
The two, no. Oh, this one is, yeah. The,
on the same
the
day.
Championships are on the same day. They're both on Sunday, right?
No,
is
I
that
think,
the way
I
they
think,
do
I think, the Washington game, I think, on Saturday.
Is
no,
it?
No, I think it's both on Sunday.
I'm looking this up. You guys are killing me on the schedule thing. I'm pretty sure both the championship games are on one day. So that's what I love about this past weekend is that you get two games on both days. I mean, it's one of the best weekends in sports.
How many
you can watch
underdogs?
The conference championship. Both games are on Sunday. Who do you think's got prime time?
Wait, let me guess. The Chiefs. Wait, no, not the Chiefs. The other game.
No, the Chiefs got prime time.
Only four and a half.
Chiefs Bills 5:30.
What's the other game?
And the Commanders Eagles at 2:00. Just for the early line, Uncle Clint.
Four and a half.
Philadelphia favored by 6 on ESPN Bet. And KC favored by 2. So that's not its home field, basically, I guess. I don't know.
I mean.
We'll be back.
If Washington loses on Sunday, I would be absolutely stunned.
They're going down.
I would be stunned.
We will be back. Like us. Follow us. Spotify, Apple, wherever you guys get your pods.
The last 2 weeks.
This has been a fun one. Uncle Clint is still rolling. He's nonstop tonight. So it's been fun, you guys. Have a great night. Thank you so much for listening.
How many options did the Detroit Lions have?
Unlimited amount of options on offense. And they couldn't keep up with Washington.